Good morning.
Oh, yeah, this fits right into your forte.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we haven't gotten to Barney yet.
Oh,
I'm sure someday. You know, maybe when you got some time off this week, make some new intros, and maybe, just maybe, I'll throw them in there. Possibly.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
I'll make a Coco Melon one.
Hey, Coco Melon burning my brain. Luckily, Coco Melon doesn't have a super long intro. It's just like a little fly buzzing around and like a watermelon head. Yeah.
No joke, though. Are they going to update those songs? How much longer are we going to be singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star? Mary Had a Little Lamb. What are the other ones?
Wheels on the Bus, all those. You know,
Wheels on the Bus.
Yeah. Never, man.
Should we start making up some new nursery rhymes? Like we get rich off of that?
We are the last people that should be making nursery rhymes, Hunter.
It would be
horrible. Be horrible.
Hey, I'm down to make some money. And you know what? I know I could bank off some kids. People love their kids. They love spending money on their kids.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but I'll admit it. I'll exploit children.
To get rich quick. Every company does, man, and they do it. They do it around the holidays. They do it. Everything is geared towards getting those kids to say, I want this, Mommy. And then they're like, okay, how much is that? $100? Okay, here you go.
That's what we need to do. We need to invent like a new diaper or like a, I don't know. People just love spending money on their pets and their kids.
Yeah. A diaper for pets and kids? How about that?
All right, we're not good at this.
No, we're not good at this. This is going to be terrible. All right. We'll think of something. Mm-hmm. I think we're more in the line of, making false tops for coolers and fleshlights that are in mounted fish.
That's not more toys for children.
More of our wheelhouse. All right, let's get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Bent Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew, can get you taken care of and back on the road. Well, first, breaking news, Keith Richards still alive. All right, we got that.
There we go.
Still going. Still not smoking either.
It's good.
Ridiculous.
He's not smoking, still alive.
Still doing it. And other rock news, Corey Taylor says he's ready to record his second solo album once there's a break in his Slipknot schedule. The guy just doesn't quit, man. He told Eddie Trunk that he got about 15 songs ready and that he plans to record it in January and February of next year. Taylor says, quote, it's one of those cool things where some of it's older stuff that I've written over the years. There's actually a couple songs that some
of the
fans...
Did you say this is solo stuff or...
Yeah, solo stuff. So it's not... it's not Slipknot.
Stone Sour, right?
It's not Stone... Yeah, he still does that. But no, this is so... Not only does he have Slipknot music, he has Stone Sour music. He also does solo stuff.
Jeez, man.
It's crazy.
Crazy, man.
He said, there's actually a couple of songs that some of the fans know because I debuted them live when I was doing the Corey Taylor and the Junk Beer Kidnap Band thing. He has said there will be, quote, a bunch of newer stuff and that there's, quote, some heavier stuff, but there's some really great slow stuff as well. It's going to be really rad. That's what Corey said. So,
can I just say something? I like Corey Taylor and Slipknot. Stone Sour, it's good. But I'm like, just stick with Stones or stick with Slipknot. Give me the metal.
So what you get is because Stone Sour is pretty much Slipknot. It's pretty much the same band, just not all the members in it. And so what you're getting is
it's a little softer.
Yeah, it's like acoustic Slipknot. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I'm just intrigued by his solo stuff because it's like, wait, are you telling me that the guy's in the band? Either you don't want to share this with him. I'm not knocking Corey Taylor. Do your thing. But when you have that kind of, band behind you, wouldn't you just bring this stuff to them? You know what I mean?
You're right. I don't know. I get it. I get what he's doing. And it's probably lucrative in all three spots. But, man, just give me the mask. Make me want to rip somebody's throat out. That's what I want. Give me some Slipknot.
I don't know where he has time to, because when you think about it, he's written two books. He obviously is doing a ton of stuff with Slipknot, the tours and the albums. He's doing a ton of stuff with Stone Sour tours and albums. Now solo album stuff.
He stopped drinking. That's when it really kicked off.
He's got to stay busy.
Sober. I watched an interview one time. He got sober and then he did a cold turkey too. It was like one day, he's just like, what am I doing? I'm getting lazy. And then he didn't stop.
Yeah.
He got sober, and then he went for it. And he's still going.
It's kind of like when you see all these guys like Zac Efron. Remember when he did from High School Musical, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he got all in trouble because some like he got busted with cocaine or whatever. And then so he got clean, and now he's super jacked up because instead of doing the drugs, he just works out all the time. You know what I mean? So,
right, right. Yeah, he goes for it.
Yeah.
Flips the switch.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey. Well, I mean, it's not like Corey Taylor's doing bad stuff. So, I mean, keep it up, man.
You've seen Slipknot live?
Oh, my God. It's insane.
Never seen him live.
It's terrifying is what it is. Like, terrifying in a good way. It's terrifying in a good way. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's nonstop. It's nonstop. Beat your head against a wall. Insanity.
Yeah, give me some of that double kick drum.
Yeah.
Some screaming into a mic and some scary mass. Here we go.
Honestly, it's an experience. It's terrifying and arousing all at the same time. So, anyway, new stuff from Corey Taylor on the way, possibly in the near future. Well, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Going back, September 2nd, 1995, in Cleveland, Ohio, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum officially opened.
Why in Ohio? They should move that.
I read up on it because I was intrigued. I'm like, why in the hell would you, out of all the beautiful places.
Like, why not like Las Vegas or like.
Something, anything other than Cleveland, Ohio. but the reason being is, there is a lot of music that's come out of Ohio. I don't want to take that away from it. There's a lot of stuff. That is bands that have come out of Ohio that we enjoy.
It's because there's nothing else to do, and you get really good at.
That's right. It's like I guess I might as well.
Football and music.
Let's learn something that'll get us the hell out of here. But no, there was a DJ there that coined the term. He's credited for coining the term rock and roll, and so that's kind and from Cleveland, and so that's where it all kind of stemmed from. So.
Kind of originated from.
Okay. Yeah, still not a good enough reason to put it in Cleveland, Ohio. Oh, what garbage place. Garbage. Yeah. Where is Ohio State? Is that in Cleveland or is that in?
No.
No.
Is it Sandusky? I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Sandusky, Ohio. Isn't that where?
I don't think that's where it's at. That's the only spot in Ohio I know, I think.
Isn't that where Callahan Auto Parts is? Is in Sandusky?
Callahan Auto.
Big Tom Callahan's son.
Big Tom Callahan.
Yeah, Sandusky.
No, that's where I was. Ray Zelensky. Oh, Zelensky Auto Parts.
No,
I make car parts for the American working man because that's who I am and that's who I care about.
No, he's from Chicago. All right. He's from Chicago.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Anyway, completely off topic. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.